It's your man DJ Sight with Brian Henderson. We've got DJ Rain in here, and we were talking about Rain, like, don't bring me in here. Yeah. We were talking about today's music versus yesterday's music.
Right.
We all agree that we like DaBaby.
Yeah, DaBaby is he's an artist that really could have played I think in both generations. Mm-hmm. He's reminiscent of like a Ludacris, or it has maybe even the energy of No Limit when they first came out, like mm-hmm. Southern rap. It's clearly Southern rap, but it's still talking about something.
Well, a lot of today's hip hop, popping pills and getting drunk to your blackout.
Yeah, it's too much. Like it's just too much drug talk, inebriation, all of that. To really, it goes too far, where it's like, all right, what are you really doing? Like I'm really with it. I can understand everybody has their generation of nonsense music. I mean, you know, we had.
But even Wu-Tang was nonsense, but that still, you still got substance out of it. Wu-Tang right. talked about the same stuff, smoking lace blunts, but they also talked about yeah. the sun, moon, and the stars, and made you want to go, you know, right. looking
they
in the encyclopedia.
About, they talked about something higher plane. I mean, like, so I use the example of Yin Yang Twins. Mm-hmm. Yin Yang Twins never had no substance and nothing they said. It was a fun record. Everything they put out was fun. And so I get that everything isn't going to be talking about something. I must have struck a chord because they over there dropping stuff. Everybody's not going to be talking about something, and that's okay.
Right.
But at what point does it get beyond ridiculous? And at what point, you know, do you have to say, all right, hold on, I'm out. I'm getting off the train.
Well, when you look at within the last 3 or 4 years within, you know, hip hop culture, you had multiple artists die of drug overdose.
Right.
You've never had happened. That before.
Yeah, that never happened when we were coming up. You had to worry about getting shot.
For real.
Yeah. Like
that's where a lot of the rappers from our generation got shot.
Exactly. That's what happened. And now, you know, this is it's a completely different, and it's a whole lot more of them. Like we had a couple of big artists succumb to violence, and it wasn't even that they were still in the violent culture. It was something that happened, yeah, or
wrong place, wrong time
type of deal. But now you're having
Juice WRLD kid.
Yeah,
career is literally taking off. Had one of the biggest songs of 2017, 2018.
Yeah,
the Lucid Dreams, and then you know you find he OD because he swallowed some pills. Now, granted, it wasn't popping it for recreational use. He popped the pills, I guess, because he didn't want to get, because he was going through an airport or whatever, so he didn't want to get caught up with the police, and that's why he took that. But still, it's an overdose,
right? And that's the other thing is, he's one of the artists that created this culture of it's okay to just pop pills and pop smoke, so to speak, and just. And
I saw that Pop Smoke Dior video. I said, man, that's how God. I know I'm getting older.
Yeah.
I don't even have any daughters, and I felt like I had a daughter.
Yeah.
I was like, man,
put on a sweater. Don't come out here like that. You're going to catch a cold, please.
I mean, but not even, you know, bash Pop Smoke or anything, because our generation had videos that degraded women, too. I just think today it's a little bit more raunchier because censorship is not really enforced because it's not on TV. Like, you remember, BET had, what was it, BET Uncut.
Yes, BET Uncut.
But that was still kind of censored stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. When I was in high school, that used to be the move. Like, you used to, you know, wait till your parents go to sleep, then you watch BET Uncut or Cinemax. You was going to get the same thing.
Cinemax? From both folks. You watch soft porn on Cinemax?
Of course. Hey, don't, we grown. Don't do that.
You probably one of the guys that would go to the pay-per-view with the fuzzy channel and just listen for the sounds. Huh?
No, I ain't do all that.
Because I did it. Exactly. You remember Life Without Shame? Were you in Rochester? You wouldn't know anything about Life Without Shame.
I do not.
Rain, you know about Life Without Shame. You never heard of that?
Rain over here say like, listen, I ain't do nothing. All I did was I read the Bible and I ate vegetables and everything.
But yeah, that's just pretty much what it is though.
Yeah, it's interesting having kids growing up in this because, you know, I feel like I kind of get what my parents were going through. Like, mm-hmm. I remember my aunt, I bought a Doggy Style CD.
A Snoop?
It was a cassette tape. And she paid me to not listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she bought it from me. So, you know, me being me, I was just like, oh, if you're going to give me the money for it, and you're going to buy it, I'm going to just go buy another one because I really like it. So, and I don't think I'm going to do anything that extreme for my kids, but I get the whole sentiment behind it where it's like all of this music out here and some of it is just, it's crazy.
And 9 times out of 10, they're not really listening to the lyrics, but I still cringe up because I know what the lyrics are about. Even when it's a radio edit, I'm like, ah, I'm doing an event and one of the kids will ask for a certain song and I'd be like, oh man, as a parent, I don't want to play this, but.
Right. Same thing. Yeah, it's different, man. It's different.
Well, this is our little music discussion. Site B Henny. We need to do this again, man.
Absolutely.
We need to talk about the old school stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that would be a great discussion.
Talk for days about, like, New Jack Swing. And
oh, man. Yeah. Just the whole
I knew Dre hate New Jack Swing. That's why I said it. But now you're listening to DJ Site. This is B Henny, little music talk, music rant. And, you know, catch us again on WDKX.com.
Absolutely.